This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Donald Trump's administration appears to be a fast sinking ship, with each new day bringing revelations of our president and now even vice president hiring lawyers to protect themselves legally in light of congressional investigations. The Democratic Party is hoping Trump's new high disapproval rating of 64% will galvanize enough voters to propel the opposition party into power in 2018. But the Liberal Party is doing little to actually woo voters through its vision and policy proposals. Progressives, seeing themselves unwelcome within the Democratic Party ranks, are actively discussing other party options, including a small but vocal movement that wants to draft Senator Bernie Sanders into a new People's Party. Well, the Working Families Party is a small but growing alternative party, active in about a dozen or so states, formed on the basis of economic justice. Today, as we wrap up our coverage from the recent People's Summit in Chicago, we bring you my conversation with Joe Dinkin. He is the National Communications Director of the Working Families Party.
I'm here with Joe Dinkin, the Communications Director of the Working Families Party, and we are at the People's Summit in Chicago, June 2017. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Sonali, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
So a lot of people who are gathered at this space in Chicago are invested in not just organizing, but organizing to win. It's easy to be disillusioned with the electoral system and to simply say grassroots pressure from below is going to force politicians to do the right thing. You are working with an actual political party. It's a third party. It's not the Green Party, which a lot of lefties first think of when they think of a third party. Begin by telling us what the Working Families Party is, how long it's been around, and where you are based.
Sure. So the Working Families Party is a national progressive political organization. We were founded in New York in 1998. But over the last couple of years have grown rapidly around the country. We now have 13 active state organizations. We have new local branches forming all over the country. And we have a membership increasingly that's getting actively involved in races all over the country. And kind of to answer the topic of your sort of introduction, I think there's actually never been a more compelling time to get involved in local races and organize to win than right now. What we're seeing around the country is people who are running on a really different kind of politics, running who are connected to social movements and progressive movements outside of the institution of the Democratic Party, running on bold campaigns and winning. And you see that from, you know, Chokwe Lumumba, who comes out of a radical black political organization in Jackson, Mississippi, Cooperation and the Malcolm X grassroots movement and Cooperation Jackson, who's running on some very innovative ideas about public investment and public ownership and cooperatives as a solution for how to, you know, solve the problems of kind of economically disinvested and marginalized cities like Jackson, Mississippi. But you're also seeing that in the victory of people like Larry Krasner, who's the new, won the Democratic primary and is the presumptive favorite to win the general election to be district attorney in Philadelphia. And it's just incredible the kind of change we've seen only in, you know, the last 8 or 10 years. It wasn't long ago that the district attorney in Philadelphia was Lynn Abraham, who's sometimes called the Queen of Death for the frequency with which she sought the death penalty. Larry Krasner, Working Families Party-backed candidate in Philadelphia, just won, essentially pledging to end stop and frisk, end, combat mass incarceration, a permanent ban on the death penalty, sort of running against the failed mass incarceration system that we have that I think people are increasingly realizing is too expensive, isn't making our communities safer, and is just kind of a failure if you want to either, if you want to protect public safety. It's just sort of vengeance, and it's expensive vengeance too, when instead we should be investing in jobs and schools and the things that actually keep people out of harm's way. And there are races like that all over the country. I don't want to bore you with a long list, but all over the country what we're seeing is people are organizing in new kinds of ways, organizing on a boldly progressive vision, and running, often running in Democratic primaries, but running with their base from social movements and winning power. And that's what's so exciting to the Working Families Party right now.
So are you looking at all levels of elections, from local city councils to DA races to even federal races for congressional seats? Is this sort of a multi-level electoral strategy? And are you not just running your own candidates, but simply endorsing those that you find are consistent with your mission?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we think there are gains that we can make if we organize at every level. In 2017, there are thousands of local offices up for election all over the country. And this year we'll be supporting candidates in thousands of races. Some of those, it'll just be looking at an existing field and sort of telling our membership who we think is the best one to advance our progressive values. And other races, we'll actually recruit candidates into the race when there isn't a good candidate running. And there's a whole variety of ways that people are going to be able to get involved. But from local races, there are only two states that have state races this year, but state races and federal races going into 2018 are going to be enormously important. We think this could be the kind of wave year that could really, knock Trump and the Republicans out of power the way that Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party, just running on a kind of boldly populist, progressive, inclusive populist platform, just knocked out the Conservative Party from the majority in Great Britain.
How do you respond to critiques of those who say, well, you're doing the Democrats' dirty work, essentially you're going to help the Democrats win, and then they might turn around and betray the very progressive values they claim to espouse, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. You know, what our mission is to elect people who really believe in us and share our values. But if somebody turns their back on those values, they certainly can't count on our support anymore. But we've found is most of the time when we elect people who are actually rooted in communities and rooted in those social movements, not somebody who's been waiting in line to be the next candidate, not somebody who's been running for office because they want power, but somebody who's actually seeking change in their community, those people tend to stay pretty accountable to their bases. And those are the people who can actually, affect change.
So it doesn't really matter whether the person that you're backing is in the Democratic Party or even an independent or possibly even in another party.
That's right. Yeah, we want to support people who are progressive and share our values and can win. A lot of the time that means running candidates within Democratic primaries. Sometimes it means running against Democrats in general elections. We actually just elected a teachers union activist in Hartford, Connecticut, in a special election just about a month ago against a machine Democrat, elected a Working Families Party member to the Connecticut State Legislature. And we do that sometimes too, when the Democrats don't offer up a candidate that's good enough. But we find, just from a strategic point of view, more often it's pretty hard to elect a candidate as a third party candidate. We have a better track record than almost anybody in America of doing that, but it's pretty hard, and more often we'll back candidates in Democratic primaries because that's an easier path to win. And I'll tell you, there's nobody that hates the Working Families Party more than the conservative and right-wing forces within the Democratic Party. People like Rahm Emanuel, right? People who are the sort of right-wing flank of the Democratic Party, who want people to believe that that they're actually in charge. You know, the people are ultimately in charge and the voters are in charge. And we're finding more and more that people are sharing our worldview on healthcare for all, on ending mass incarceration, on confronting climate change, on $15 minimum wage. And when we talk to people about those issues, it's the people's champions that win.
So this is a different strategy from, say, groups like Progressive Democrats of America, who feel like infiltrating and taking over the Democratic Party from within is the better way to go. And, you know, people like Bernie Sanders have seemed to adopt that strategy as well, that the Democratic Party, being one of the two major parties, is the best vehicle to effect quick and, serious change, because all we have to, if we can simply get the party to adhere to its stated ideals and push it further to the left, you can have something very effective. Your strategy seems to be a little bit different from that.
It is a little bit different. We believe in an inside-outside strategy. We think as soon as you go all the way into the Democratic Party, then you're ultimately accountable for defending people who are, the Rahm Emanuels and the sort of...
Is that what PDA does, you think?
No, I don't. I guess I wouldn't say I know enough about PDA's approach and their strategy, but I think they do good work in a lot of places, and I don't at all malign people who want to get involved in local Democratic Party organizations and try to take them over. For us, though, our view has been that we want to build a powerful organization outside the Democratic Party. And we believe in transforming the Democratic Party, but we think we can only do that with enough power on the outside to really yank them.
How are you expanding this party across the nation? I think you said something like 13 states where you're active now. So there's still a lot more states to go where there is currently no Working Families Party.
That's right. So people who want to create new local branches all around America are starting to do that right now in, you know, cities from Atlanta to Columbus to all kinds of states that are we're seeing people come to us in the wake of Bernie's historic presidential campaign, in the wake of the catastrophic Trump election. People are coming to us and saying, how can we organize for this kind of change in our community? And so people who want to get involved in any part of the country can reach out to us, and we can give them a guidebook to building a local Working Families Party chapter in their own community, give them the tools to start recruiting and training and electing the next generation of local progressive leaders to office.
How is the Working Families Party different from the Green Party?
Yeah, I think the Green Party takes a pretty doctrinaire approach that it's never okay to participate with the existing two-party system. We feel differently. We want to elect people who can win, and a lot of the time, the way to elect progressives who actually can govern rather than just protest, and protest is important, but to elect people who can govern, a lot of the time, the best way to do that is to participate in the Democratic primary.
So finally, give out a website for Working Families Party where people can contact you if they are interested in seeing an expansion in their home states.
Sure. So people who want to get involved can go to workingfamilies.org and can find ways to get involved there. You can contact us, reach out to start getting involved.
So we'll post a link to that from our website later today. Joe, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Sonali.
I've been speaking with Joe Dinkin. He is the National Communications Director of the Working Families Party. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.